The road between Baghdad International Airport and the city has long been the most dangerous stretch of highway in Iraq. Suicide bombers and roadside explosions produced a steady death toll along the corridor, and the road's pockmarked pavement stood as a grim reminder of the military's struggle to blunt a growing insurgency. But in recent weeks, the killings have all but stopped. No Americans were killed on the road last week, and only one person was injured. To find out what's behind this turnaround, we turn to Jackie Spinner. She reported the story for The Washington Post and joins us from Baghdad. Jackie, how did this road go from being a highway of peril to a relatively safe passageway?
Well, there were a combination of things. First of all, the Iraqi army set up checkpoints all along the road, and the Americans followed up with putting barbed wire to prevent pedestrian access to the road. And basically, at this point, you can't access the road unless you go through a military checkpoint. They also went through the neighborhood that lined either side of the road and started doing patrols and talking to people and checking all the vehicles.
Well, I understand this was such a problem for the military that they put one person specifically in charge of securing that road. His name was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Harris. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, he's the Lieutenant Colonel of a unit that was in the Dora neighborhood in southern Baghdad. And they called him up and brought his unit up and told him, look, you're going to secure the airport road. Now, the lingering question, of course, is why did it take this long to make it happen? And the military has not given us an adequate response to that. But what they want to point out is it did happen, and the road is now very safe. And I traveled the road myself. I walked it, I rode it for 4 days in a row, and we had no incidents whatsoever left.
And we should say when you traveled that road, you were with the military. You were embedded.
I was. I was embedded with the U.S. Army, and I was also with the Iraqi Army. And they're really the ones that are responsible for the road at this point because they're out there 24 hours a day.
Jackie, to say the road is now safer, what exactly does that mean? What do the statistics tell us?
Well, you know, in April, which is probably the deadliest month on the road, there were, I believe, 36 casualties. Those are both killed and wounded. When I used to drive that road, we were scared. There were car bombs, there were roadside bombs, there were snipers shooting at us, and you took a chance every time you got on that road. And now it's relatively quiet.
So the military sees this as a victory, but did they actually just push the problem elsewhere?
They have. That's a very good point. I mean, most of the activity has now gone a little bit shy north of the airport road, and there's now the military calls the airport road Route Irish, and Route Sword, S-W-O-R-D, is just a little bit north of the road, and that is now a problem spot that the military doesn't like. I mean, they don't like to travel on that road because most of the insurgent activity has traveled north there.
What's happening on that road?
Same thing that used to happen on the airport road. Yeah, car bombs, roadside bombs, small arms attacks. It's not a pleasant road.
Jackie Spinner, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Jackie Spinner is a reporter for The Washington Post.